This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us. Hour number two. Charles is with us in Ohio. Charles, I just wanted to mention something. So I had this challenge. We have a barn that is detached from the rest of the farm, and it's separated. There's no electricity there. And sometimes we put equipment there that is started and operated with a 12-volt automotive-type battery. So think of it like we might have a tractor in there, and it might stay there for a while. And, boy, if it got cold and the battery were discharged, the battery would freeze, the plates would buckle, and the battery would be rendered useless other than using it for a core to buy a new battery at $150 or so. So what I decided to do was prototype a small solar panel charger. So I had this roughly 18 by 18 inch little solar panels, 5 watts. And I got on eBay, and this was a while ago I bought these things. I bought a solar charge controller. It was about $10 or $12 or $15. So the whole thing, the panel was about $20, $22. The charger was, let's say, $10. So $32. And I had some battery cable clamps. And I had an old extension cord. I'm talking about one of those orange ones. So what I did was I hooked this thing up to a sign. You know how those real estate signs appear in people's lawns and, you know, for sale, you know, call this real estate agency? Well, somebody left one on our property and they abandoned it. So I put it in the garage and no one came for it. So for years, nobody wanted it, called the real estate company. They didn't want it. So here it is in Missouri. So I took the solar panel and we welded up a little bracket, put the solar panel on the bracket so we can just, this is now mobile. And I put a charge controller in one of those screw top, white opaque jars with a plastic screw top. Put the charge controller in there, put some holes in the cap. And I have a cable coming from the solar panel into the jar, connects to the charge controller. Coming out of the charge controller is the extension cord with two, battery charging clamps on it. And I just take that sign, tilt it toward the sun, aim it toward the south, and I ran it under the steel siding of the barn, and I dragged the extension cord over to the equipment that needed to be charged. We'll call it a tractor, for example. And it works. And it works just great. So it's like a trickle charger. It keeps the battery topped off, so if I go out to that particular barn and they need to start the tractor, I don't have a dead battery. And the charge, you know, the cost is, you know, around $30 or so. Because I had a used extension cord that was just lying around, an old one, maybe 20, 30 years old. And it works just fine. So what I do is I take the white wire and I make that plus, and I take the black wire and I make that minus. And I have an extra wire left over. Actually, what I do is I tie the black wire to the green wire, the ground. And so I have two wires for the negative, and so green and black are the in DC, that would be negative, and then the white wire I use as positive. That's the way I do it. Charles, any comments?
Oh, very good. Yeah, and they even sell something similar to that, but I think it would have near the capacity yours in some of the catalogs of the, like, I guess it's return goods. You probably know what I'm talking about. They send out those catalogs with refurbished goods in them.
Well, we don't get much mail here. It's, but no, I've seen them in the past. I've seen them in the past. It's kind of like what Harbor Freight used to be maybe 30
yeah.
years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, salvage goods, returned goods. Yeah, but so instead of buying a cheap junky Chinese new one, mm-hmm. I fabricated one that's way stronger, and I repurposed an extension cord that had a couple of nicks in it, and if you have an extension cord that one of those orange cords and has a bad end on it and it's weak, doesn't make good contact, don't use it. You cut that end off and buy a replacement end, and learn how to put a new end on an extension cord. And if you have a little nick in the orange jacket, put some black electrical tape over it. Pull it really tight so it keeps the water out. Go a couple inches to the left, a couple inches to the right, and keep it from becoming damaged by water and moisture going into that nick or that cut. And that's what we do. We keep things around here for a long, long time, really long time. Another quick tip. It was freezing cold. And we have locks on our gates. And think of them as like a padlock kind of a thing where you put the key, in it. And Master Lock is the company that used to make them. The Chinese have copied that. But what happens is moisture gets in there, and if it rains and it freezes, you might not be able to put the key in the keyhole. So you might either have to cut the lock off or warm up the lock somehow. Well, what we do to prevent that from happening, we take a piece of inner tire tube, and we fabricate a piece that will shield the lock from getting water on it. So just make a protective cover for your lock, and it works great. And if you don't have that, you can use a plastic bag. You could use a shopping bag and just wrap it around and tie it on to keep water from getting on the lock. And that's if you want to get to a lock that could freeze. In the summer, that's a nuisance. But that's just another little tip, Charles.
Absolutely. Repurposing products and saving the life of extending things you bought. Yeah. Excellent.
So another tip is about inverters. And, let's say you live in a city. So, Charles, you're in an urban environment. And if the grid went down and you had a generator outside and it was running, would that cause some attention? Would people say, how come he has a generator? Would that be a problem for you to run a generator when everything's quiet and the grid's down?
Absolutely. That's a concern.
Okay. So the answer is really simple. It's called an inverter, I-N-V-E-R-T-E-R. And what it does is it multiplies the voltage by 10. So roughly you take a 12-volt battery, car battery, DC, and you use, what I do is I have a set of jumper cables, and I remove the plus and the minus on one end of the jumper cables, and I attach that to an inverter. So an inverter is like a box about the size of a shoebox, but it's only maybe 2 inches, 3 inches tall, depending on which model you get. And it takes DC current from a car battery, a truck battery, a tractor battery, and it multiplies it and converts it to alternating current, which is what you want. You can run your refrigerator on it. So if you get one that's 1,200 watts, 1,400 watts, 1,500 watts or so, you can probably run a refrigerator on it. But it takes a heavy cable on the input side, meaning the 12-volt side. So it converts 12 volts DC to 120 volts AC. It's a really great thing. It's quiet. It doesn't need any gasoline. It doesn't need any fuel. It just converts direct current to alternating current and multiplies the voltage. And it's a great thing. So you can run your household lighting. If you run some extension cords, it can be at the ready. And we use them for around the farm. So let's say I want to use a saw. A skill saw type saw. And let's say I'm doing some maintenance on the barn with our son. We just go and take a vehicle. Let's say we take one of our old pickup trucks, our farm truck, and we go out there and it has a 12-volt car battery. We take the inverter with the battery jumper cable clamps on one end, and it's screwed into the inverter on the other end. We take an extension cord and a skill saw with us, and now we have 120 volts to run the skill saw. Or an electric corded drill. Or if I need some lighting in a barn that doesn't have any lighting, I could use it for that temporarily. So it's kind of a neat thing. It doesn't make any noise at all. It might have a little fan like a computer-type fan, which is almost inaudible. And so you could have lighting because you probably have a car outside in the driveway or one that you could drive on the lawn or in your garage if you have one of those. And you could use the battery current to power the inverter. But how long will it last? Well, it depends on the load. So on average, you have some cars have no fuel in the tank or close to empty. Some have a full tank. So on average, you have a half tank of fuel. So let's say you have a 20-gallon fuel tank. You have 10 gallons of fuel. What you can do is start your car, charge the car's battery while you're depleting the car's battery with the inverter. Now, starting the car is not going to make a lot of noise compared to running a generator. You know, it sounds like a lawnmower in the front yard, right? Charles, any comments?
Yes, very much. I understand, and I don't know if you've ever looked into it. They have gas-powered refrigerators that are more that are reason that can be used for like off-grid and situation.
I bought one years ago, and they come in motorhomes. So what we're talking about is when you say gas, you mean ammonia gas, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So we're not talking about gasoline with a gasoline engine. Like we're not talking about a refrigerator with a pull start, you know, and it sounds like a lawnmower. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking about evaporative ammonia type refrigeration. It's been around for well over 100 years. This technology. So it's not new technology. It's real old. And so for $50, I bought a tall refrigerator with a freezer. So it's got two compartments, one for refrigeration, one for freezing, like a two-door refrigerator-freezer combo, a little smaller. It's maybe, I'm thinking, roughly, it might be 8 cubic feet. I'll have to look it up. But you have a choice. You can run this refrigerator, which is ammonia evaporative mechanism. There's no compressor. It just runs on the ammonia cycle. But it needs heat in order to work. So some of them have a heating element that's 12 volts or 120 volts and or propane. So if you have a propane tank and it has a small flame in this refrigerator to get that ammonia cycle working, you can have a refrigerator. So you can have a refrigerator that runs on, it's an ammonia gas refrigerator, but it runs on propane and or 12 volts and or 120 volts. And that's what I have. And I bought it for $50. So you can too. Why? Because someone had an old mobile home or a motor home or one of those pull-along trailer type homes, and they couldn't wait to get rid of it. So I got it. And I think that's what Charles is talking about. Yes?
Yes, the refrigerator is always one of your most energy-hungry devices in the house.
Yeah.
You can avoid that. Good thing.
Yeah. And so a few days ago, freezer blew, compressor blew, and it wasn't something I could fix with a hard start kit. I need a new compressor. And I ordered one, and it's here. But in the meantime, I use that ammonia evaporative refrigerator.
Yubo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Charles is with us in Ohio. And Greg, I noticed on the call screen that Greg has just called in. So I have a comment about, I just took a look at this. We have another off-grid type refrigerator that I bought very inexpensively. I can't believe it. So there's one called Superior 8 cubic foot propane electric off-grid refrigerator white. And so it's LPG, meaning propane, or 120 volts, $1,800. Wow. That's crazy. But anyway, so if you're interested in this, it's an absorption type refrigerator. It can run on propane. Look them up, and you can look up propane refrigerator, and you'll see a bunch of them. And if you find one, you know, if you want to be frugal about it the way I was, you can, you know, look at the equivalent of Craigslist or whatever that might be in your area, and you'll find them. You'll find him. Charles, I have Greg on hold. He wants to talk about refrigeration. I can't talk to both of you at the same time. What would you like to do? Would you like me to put you on hold and come back to you? Or do you want to make some final comments? What would you like to do?
I could make a final comment. I was listening to the top of the hour news, and they said that President Biden said that we don't have to worry about nuclear war, and that makes me think immediately about Putin saying he wasn't going into the Crimea or wherever, and I didn't have sex with that woman and no new taxes. I can believe that, all right. I feel reassured.
Yeah, and by the way, class, in case you're wondering, Vladimir Putin's family is in a, it's been reported, I haven't been to his bunker, but it's been It's been reported on the news that Vladimir Putin's family is in Siberia in a nuclear safe bunker right now. Let that sink in. So our guy is saying, you don't have to worry about nuclear war. Is that what I heard? We don't have to worry about that?
Yeah, top of the hour news.
Well, that's like in the forefront of my mind of worrying about nuclear war. Seriously. So, class, you may want to, if you've got a basement, you might want to clean out some space there and bring some water and food down there. And if there's a nuclear attack, you want to get down as low as possible and get out of the way of radiation. Seal up the leaks. Don't let the air infiltrate your house, which would contain radioactivity. Don't go outside. Make sure you have food, water, clothing, everything you need, and be able to stay in the basement until the radiation blows away. And that could take a week or two or three or a month.
That's one level.
Seriously.
Of radiation. That's one level. But the radiation,
right,
is going to be for us for, what did they say, 100,000 years or whatever? The results, I mean, like they say, we don't know what we're playing with. Only down the road, after much research, does some of the truth kind of trickle out that, oops.
Our son asked me something. He said the most amazing thing. Now, I'm paraphrasing because I don't have it in front of me. But he said, Dad, do you ever think about why we haven't been, why there aren't regular visitations by extraterrestrial life? You ever think about that? And I said, yeah. He said, do you know why? I said, why? And he said, well, there's a scientist who said that the reason that we don't get regularly visited by extraterrestrial life is that any life that has approached the ability to travel through space has blown themselves up through infighting before they were able to finish or build the system to leave wherever they are. Meaning, kind of like where we are right now. We're thinking about, Musk is thinking about space travel and living on the moon, and we're watching Vladimir Putin destroy parts of Earth. We blew up Earth in World War I, World War II, the Vietnam Korean conflict, etc. So, what a great point. They don't make it to the point. Civilization doesn't make it to the point to leave their home planet before they destroy themselves. How about that? Charles, any quick comments?
We're just in perilous times, and we got to tread lightly. Be careful.
Charles, thank you so much for calling in. Greg, you're up next.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia is pressing on with its invasion of Ukraine, despite mounting global pressure that saw a war crimes probe opened up against it and a sanctions free-for-all to its economy. Hundreds of civilians, including scores of children, have been killed during the invasion. According to Ukraine's government, more than 500,000 people have fled the country. Republican Senator from Florida, Marco Rubio, on Fox News, says this self-imposed war is costing Russia a lot.
But what's facing Russia's economy over the next 10 days is cataclysmic. And then you add to that the humiliation on the battlefield that they have faced so far, even though they're keeping much of that from the Russian public. And you see a guy who's facing some circumstances that he needs to reverse pretty quickly. He needs to reestablish some level of power balance with the West before he can even think about, you know, what else to do.
Major League Baseball and players failed to reach a deal after 16 and a half hours of negotiations. Baseball may cancel itself this year. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
A huge Russian military convoy dozens of miles long is approaching the capital, Kyiv. Republican Florida Senator Marco Rubio on Fox News says China's support has given Putin the confidence to invade his neighbor.
Yeah, well, he never would have done this had he not felt that China, to some extent, would be there to help buffer the pain of it. There's no doubt about it. In fact, he moved a bunch of troops from the far east of Russia, something they've never done before, because, as you know, China claims Siberia belongs to them, so there's always been a strong Russian military presence there. Nobody knows what happens here next, but some things are becoming pretty obvious, and you can see it from the commercial imagery you're talking about here tonight. It's pretty clear now that what's happening is a massive Russian force is pushing in from the north. They're going to try to take the western part of Kyiv, and the reason being that all these supplies that we keep talking about, everything that we're providing and other countries are providing, it has to come over from the west. So if they can cut Kyiv off of those supplies, it begins to really deteriorate the city's standing. And once they've got Kyiv encircled, then I think you're going to see a medieval-type siege. You know, and that means, you know, people starving. They're hoping the government will collapse or surrender or capitulate. And then they can install some sort of puppet government, which has been his goal the whole time. So that's clearly the aim they have. Obviously, the Ukrainians have fought a lot harder and more effectively than we anticipated. Their spirits are very high. So they still have a chance to disrupt this. But this is clearly what they're planning to do. And as you've seen from the imagery being shown, what they're bringing down from the north is a massive, massive show of force.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
So, just to keep you up to date, class, Daily Mail says, quote, Putin moves family members to Siberian underground city designed to survive nuclear war, says a Russian professor who claimed Vladimir is suffering from a secret illness, end quote. Okay. Greg Lesher, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Yeah, that's a very sobering statement. That just shows what he's ready to do. So I would put more confidence in actions than what I'm seeing in Biden's words. Just to put an exclamation point on that. But you were talking
about refrigeration. One second, Greg. Class, don't believe what you hear. Watch what they do. So when politicians, captains of industry, if they say one thing, don't necessarily believe that. Watch what they do. Like, what is Bill Gates doing? He's buying farmland. Does that mean that farmland is not something that you should buy? Obviously, he is a captain of industry. He is in the he's in the propaganda movement, in my opinion. His statements, you know, we need to vaccinate people, and we have too many people. Well, those are mutually exclusive statements. We need to vaccinate them because we used to believe the vaccines were to save lives. But I think in his world, it's the exact opposite of that. So watch what they do. Don't believe what they say. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, amen to that. But you were talking about refrigeration, and about 15 years ago, I purchased a freezer from a place called with a brand name called Sundancer. Now, this freezer runs off of one 200-watt solar panel and one deep-cycle battery. I haven't touched it for 15 years, and it does a wonderful job. That's how efficient it is. The insulation, of course, is a lot thicker. But after spending $3 a gallon to fill up a fairly good-sized propane tank, I have decided that I definitely wouldn't spend money on a propane freezer or refrigerator because you just don't know what's going to happen with propane in the future. But this Sundancer makes a refrigerator and a freezer, and they have a few different sizes, but they're both chest. You have to lift up the lid. That just keeps the cold air, of course, from coming out every time you open it up to get into it. But, back to you for your comments on that.
Yeah, class, let me spell this for you. It's one word, S-U-N, or capital S, lowercase U-N, capital D, lowercase A-N-Z-E-R, Sundancer. And they make refrigerators, and if you were looking at them, the thickness of the closed cell foam around the exterior side walls is really thick, way thicker. Probably, I'm thinking 2.5 to 3x thicker than a conventional compressor powered freezer. Is that about right?
Yeah, that's right. And just very extremely efficient.
And where is the heat exchanger on a Sundancer freezer? And they also make refrigerators.
On the right hand side, yeah, on the right hand side, down at the bottom.
40.36, and there are 4 or 9, 4, 8, 8.
Yeah, and the reason I like it down there like that is it's not internal.
Thank you.
It's not internal. I'm actually doing some work today for somebody. It's not, in the wall. It's in the open so that the heat exchange can be, a lot more thorough than actually heating up the outside of your refrigerator or freezer.
Yeah, here's what Greg is talking about, I believe. What he's saying is that traditional compressor-driven freezer, a chest freezer, or even a compressor-driven upright freezer, the ones that don't have the coils on the back, the coils that get hot, what they've done is they've mechanically welded the coils to the inside skin of the freezer. So, for example, you look at it and you see a white cabinet, but if you were to take that cabinet off, you could see that the coils have been mechanically welded to the cabinet. So the outside surface, the outside skin of that freezer is now the heat exchange surface. So it gets hot because the heat that was inside the freezer is moved by a compressor and refrigerant to the outside skin. So now you have a hot outside skin and a cold inside compartment in the freezer. And it's the dumbest idea I can think of. But that's how they make them. Right, Greg?
That's right. And the old efficient way, which is the way they're doing it on this Sundancer, is in my estimation, the best, you know, most efficient way to do things. That's what they were trying to do, is keep efficiency.
And actually,
15 years, no power bill on that at all. I have it actually isolated from the rest of the system. And it does a wonderful job. Of course, it's not frost-free, and if you're storing anything, you do not want frost-free because it sucks all the moisture out of your meat and everything else. But back to you.
Very, very good point. So, and you pay an electric consumption for frost-free. Frost-free refrigerators and freezers have heating elements. They actually have like a toaster has, believe it or not, to boil off the moisture so it doesn't freeze. So you're paying to heat the heat through the frost cycle. You're paying for energy there. You're putting heat into the system. And you're trying to cool the system. And so all you do is put a bigger compressor that uses more energy. That's how they do it. Now, originally, when refrigerators first started being made for the kitchen, and I'm talking like the 1920s, 1930s era, they had the heat exchanger on top. They had radiating fins around the compressor on top of the refrigerator. And the idea was, heat rises, so why would you want to put the compressor and the coils on the bottom of a refrigerator when you can put them on the top where the heat's going to rise away from the refrigerator anyway? But Madison Avenue, the marketeers, have convinced us that that was really kind of unsightly, and you can have a modern, squared cabinet without having this ugly apparatus compressor and coils on the top. You could have it hidden where you don't have to see it. All you have to do is use more electricity. Have you ever seen one of those old refrigerators with the radiating fins on? Yeah.
Yes, I have. Yeah, I have some old Sears robot catalogs. I mean, very old ones. And that's where I first when you started talking about it, I'm like, wow, there it was.
Yep, yeah.
You know, and also,
Greg, what else?
For those of you that are looking for a really, really good washing machine, it's called the Spaybar. It's the most basic, simple washing machine there is, and a lot of people who live off-grid use these. You don't have to worry about electronics or EMPs or anything like that with the Spaybar.
How do you spell that?
Just like it sounds, Spaybar. Spaybar.
Okay.
Yeah, look that up because I think you'll be extremely impressed. It's something that's not going to break down on you.
I'm looking it up right this second. See what we can find. And it's going to it now. Huh. I got to go to images. Okay. S-T-A-B-E-R. S-T-A-B-E-R. Washing machine. It looks like it's got a mechanical timer, etc., right?
Yeah.
Am I looking at the right one? Yeah.
Yes.
And it looks pretty simple, and instead of having an agitator, it has a door, you drop the clothes in the top, and they just tumble, kind of like a front load, right?
Yes.
I'm looking at the right one. Okay.
Yeah.
So think about looking into STABER, STABER, or STABER. Yeah, it looks pretty simple. In our house, we have the Whirlpool model, and it is the old-fashioned mechanical timer. I was able to buy a few of them, and we have them in storage. So as they fail, I cannibalize them, and I can probably go. Well, whoever wants to keep them running for another 50 years can do it. We have the parts. And that's, don't buy a washing machine, a dryer, if you're going to buy a dryer, that has computer controls, if you can avoid it. You're going to have to buy a used Whirlpool, and they are the best. General Electric makes a mechanical timer one, but they're nowhere near as good as the Whirlpool model. They bang, they're clunky, they're just not as good. The Whirlpool is flat out the best. And I'm talking about the what was that?
Yeah, whenever you hear the word smart, it's not smart for you.
Yeah.
It's smart for those that want to monitor you. Just keep that in mind.
Right.
Who want
right.
to track
and really, do you really need to have your vacuum controlled by your smartphone? Do you really need to have your refrigerator controlled by your smartphone? Do you really need to have your washer and dryer controlled by your smartphone? I mean, I guess if you had an office job and you wanted to impress your coworker, you could say, oh, geez, I'm going to turn on my washing machine right now at home from the office. I guess that would be an impressive thing. Me? If I want to watch the washing machine. I want to make sure it's not going to flood the laundry area. That's what I want to do.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah, why do you
I want to make sure that the plumbing works.
Why do you need a video screen on your refrigerator? I just sit there scratching my head trying to figure out what the benefit would be of that.
All right, Greg.
Give me a call when you're done.
Thank you. Yeah.
I have something to talk about. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll be glad to do that. Yeah, this is Greg Lesher. And he's written a book, and I think he's in with this project that we're working on with the rest of the faculty with our books. I think he is. Hold on.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So just me today. Rich Sheban had an emergency at the farm. Someone was stuck in the ice, and I think he was able to solve that problem, and he just called me just before the broadcast and said that he needed to do that. Would I be able to carry on, you know, solo? And I said, sure, absolutely. So that explains why Rich isn't here. And he asked if he could be on sometime later on in the week, and the problem is we are booked up. So he'll be back. He's fine. Nothing has happened to him. Or, you know, life-threatening. It's nothing like that. It's just someone was stuck in the ice. So I want to mention that the electricity that we're able to generate at the farm is at record levels. Now, this is the winter, right? And most solar panels, and most people have them positioned so that they are at the optimal angle for summer. Well, ours are not at the optimal angle for this time of year, and we are generating it, and the sun is low on the horizon. We are generating record amounts of electricity. We're generating between 44 and 45 kilowatts per day. Record amount. We're generating more electricity than we use here at the farm. And I haven't installed all the solar panels yet. So at 10 o'clock this morning, you know, the sun wasn't really high. The typically, the maximum solar power generation is like, let's say, 1 o'clock, you know, noon to 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, at 10 o'clock this morning, we were generating 5 kilowatts. That's an enormous amount. I actually had to back down the solar charge controllers so they would not generate maximum capacity because they'll cook the batteries. So I wanted to share that with you. So why is this happening? Well, I think we're spraying less in the skies, and I think the atmosphere is changing. I think it's the combination of those two things. And with what's going on in Ukraine, I think the people who are polluting our skies have their focus elsewhere. I think that's what's happening. Not completely elsewhere, but partially elsewhere. I want to talk about 5-gallon buckets. They're really, really useful. So as the weather was getting 10 degrees, 15 degrees here at the farm, I wanted to protect the well. So all I did was take a 5-gallon bucket, turn it upside down, and put it over the well pipe. You know, the part that sticks up. And that helped prevent the well from freezing. You can do the same thing. So make sure that you've got those 5-gallon buckets at your location. If you have, you know, the kind of property that we do where we have hydrants, etc. Also, for decorative purposes, I put 5-gallon buckets over the hydrants. So we have these water hydrants that stick out of the ground. It's a galvanized pipe, and it has a faucet handle about 3 feet off the ground. And you can attach a hose to them, garden-type hose. Well, I want to make sure that when it's drizzling and it's going to freeze, I don't want the hydrants to freeze. So to keep the water off the hydrant handles, I just put a bucket over it. It looks really attractive, you know. So if you see these white buckets about 3 feet off the ground around the farm. By the way, when we install a hydrant, and it's kind of a frost-protected watering faucet, if you will, what happens is the actual valving where the water is shut off is below ground. So the washers, the seal, etc., is 2 feet below the ground or 3 feet below the ground, depending on the frost line in your area. So you bury them different lengths. What I do is I put a ball valve in the plastic line that's underground so I can shut off the hydrant, because sometimes the valving needs to be adjusted. Sometimes the rubber washers fail, the rubber sealing apparatus fails, you need to replace it. And how do you replace that with the water running? I mean, you can shut off the water, but it shuts off the water to everything, right? So I put a ball valve underground, you know, at the level of the bottom of the frost-free hydrant. And you can do the same thing, too. And what I do is to access that ball valve, I put a riser. I take a 4-inch piece of pipe, plastic pipe, and I put it over the ball valve handle. And I put a 4-inch cap on top of that plastic riser pipe. So I can just lift off the plastic cap and look down, and I can see the valve. Then what I do is I take a 2-inch piece of PVC, I cut a notch in it, that'll fit over the ball valve handle. And that is like my extension to shut off or turn on the ball valve. And you can do the same thing too. Just takes a little bit of planning. So tomorrow, looks like Gwyneth is going to be with us. And you know, Gwyneth is a brilliant author. I'm real excited about her work and Letters to Vincent. And each one of her classes is like several letters to Vincent.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.